It is a little bit colder right now, so we're thankful to be here. My dad called me not long ago and said, John, he said, save yourself. It's -50 here in Michigan. So we're saying, look, where we are tonight, Kate, we're sitting with you. We're thankful for so many blessings that God gives.
Amen.
And I love this song. Say yee-haw. Thank you. was 8 years old, I sat right where Pastor Leon was sitting right there. And my mom, in our church, the organ was on this side over here. Actually, there was two right there, yeah. And my mom was the organ player, Pastor. And then she played, every time we'd sing that song, she could hear me shouting it out real loud. And every time I would sing it, I had the words completely wrong. Always, every time. And I didn't know it until I was older. I used to sing, "Where will never more mold." Not exactly what the songwriter had in mind, right? He meant heaven is where we're going to be, right? And it's a sinless, holy, perfect place where those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior will live forever and ever and ever. And never what? Grow old. Doesn't that make much more sense? All right, let's do it again together. Ready, guys? Let's do it. I've got an answer. Just hold on tight. These days, this earth's going to be done, isn't it? And God's going to call us home. And when that day happens, we're going to turn around and very joyfully say back to this planet, "Goodbye, world. Goodbye." Here we go. Thank you. Sad. We are Christians. We have the most joy in the world. Amen? We have Jesus Christ in our life. These are our new girls. This is Brinley McKay. Say hello, Brinley. How old are you, Brinley? She's 7 years old. Are you married?
No,
not married. Good. All right, cool. This is Elena May. Her nickname is Lulu. Say hello, Lulu.
Hello.
Lulu, how old are you?
5.
She is 5. Are you ever going to get married? Excellent. Excellent answer. Very good. And over there, that is Piper Ray. Say hello, Piper. Piper Ray, how old are you, baby?
3.
That's wonderful. Very nice. Are you ever going to think about getting married?
No.
Good. All right. That's Piper Ray. That's good news so far. All right. Can these two girls, can they sing for you this morning?
Yeah.
All right. Very nice. Okay. I'm going to hand the microphone to them. And what they do is what we're going to do. Here we go. All right.
Yes, sure.
Do you want to go first? What song do you want to sing? Your song first? Okay. She wants to do her song.
Okay.
So Piper's song is, turn her up a little bit. She, her favorite word, I'm pretty sure you can guess, but what do you think her favorite word is? She's 3. Close. Why is very close. Her favorite word is no. And we found a way to use it for God's advantage. You ready? Can you share it?
Yeah.
Hide it under a bushel. I'll be next time. Hide it under a bushel. I'll be next time. Hide it under a bushel. I'll be next time. Next time. Next time. Next time. No one can save me, Lord.
Your hands. See, you guys love that stuff. So we've been doing the wrong music all morning, Pastor. Okay. Yeah, do kids songs, I guess. All right. So clap your hands first. What's the next thing, Brittany McKay? What's next? What's next? Stomp your feet. That's right. And the last thing is what? Shout hooray. You got to clap your hands, stomp your feet, shout hooray. Then your life will surely show it if Jesus Christ is living in your heart.
Amen.
Is your life going to show it? It should, right? Amen. And it's called bearing fruit, right? When you see the fruit of Jesus Christ in your life. And here's the deal. So far, you guys are fruity. All right.
I
Dude, you sound really good this morning. Okay. You do? Let's do it. We'll do it. Okay. Yeah, I forgot completely too. I'm sorry, Brittany Grant. I feel bad about that. Bree's gonna play a bass a while ago. Somebody said, ooh, look at that purple sparkly. Who wants that purple sparkly bass guitar? Oh man, right back there. I don't know. Maybe I'm playing a fighting for okay, baby. Alright. So she said, I wanna play the guitar. I said, why? And she was 5 years old. She said, I wanna play the guitar because I wanna play for Jesus. And I was like, wow. She's fine. That's awesome. I'm so excited for her and for her life. You ready? Key A flat. Oh, she's hot. Here we go. Woo! Mama. She's gonna blow something off. Here we go. Alright, ready? Alright, here we go.
He's got the world in his hands. Got the world in his hands. Got the world in his hands. Got the world.
The very first time Brittany ever played her bass, Pastor Arnold was petrified, right? Because when your child or grandchild or great-grandchild does something for the first time, how nervous are you? You're nervous because what they do, I mean, they reflect on you too, right? And just like we reflect on everybody's mind, right? What we do. And I'm like, wow, okay, there's a good parallel there, right? And so I'm watching her. She came up here, and I'm praying, Lord, make her like her mommy. Because her mommy and Kate, she read music, she has a degree in music, she's very smart musically, and I can't do any of that. I can't read music, I play by ear. And so, whatever I hear, I play, whatever she sees, she plays. We're totally opposite. Which is great, because, you know, that was God's idea, bring them together, work together, I'm glad he did. But I'm like, Lord, make her just like her mommy, and Brittany walked up here, and she grabbed her bass guitar. Remember this, babe? She grabbed her bass guitar, and she played perfectly, just like her mom. I'm like, oh, it's just like Kate. Oh, thank the Lord. And then she put the bass guitar down, and it didn't fall over. I'm like, yeah, it's just like her mommy. Praise the Lord. Awesome. Then she took two steps, and it fell right off the stage. just face, you want to face plant and you just go boom, right? And she had a butt. I'm like, oh man, she's like her daddy after all. Okay, here we go. It's never the same thing twice. It's never the same. The very first year, 7.5 years ago, we started the ministry, and we quit both of our jobs. We went full-time ministry. Now, at the time, we didn't know this, but her parents and my parents, they said, what are you doing? You're insane. Guess what's happened in the last 7.5 years? Every bill has been paid. All of it. Now, we're not wealthy, but every bill has been paid, and God is so faithful to his people, isn't he? He's so good to us. And so when we were singing blessings today, I kept thinking, like, we're not living on the hog, my goodness. We still eat pork. Amen. And like, it's okay, right? Bacon is good. And he's taking care of us. All three of our kids are happy and they're healthy. And they have 10 fingers and 10 toes. And I'm so thankful for it. It's amazing what God can do. So there's our kids. This is what we do. The very first year we said, Lord, will you please give us 100 services a year? That would be Sunday morning. Sunday night, right? Do the math, 104. You know, because you preach them all, right? You know them all, right? Oh, that's a lot. And so, Lord, please give us that many. And that was 7 years ago. This year, well, it's past year, 2019, we finished our 300th service a year. So that's about 5 or 6 services a week. That is insane. And we decided that's too many. And so we're going to scale down next year. Because our kids are exhausted. Kate said, please stop praying for more services. Stop praying. Because obviously God is answering that prayer in abundance. So we're so thankful for the amount of Christians we got to reach. And we are not a music group. We're actually a missionary family. And we use music as a tool, one of our tools, to reach people for Jesus Christ. And as of last weekend, we've gotten to see 734 people profess Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Amen. It's so good to us. So I gave my heart to him when I was 18 years old, but 26 years ago, something crazy happened in her life. You want to talk about it? Sorry, you're too old. 24 years ago. But this is just nuts. Listen.
So growing up, my family and I, we didn't know anything about God or Jesus. We didn't understand why people got dressed on a Sunday morning and woke up early to go to church. It didn't make any sense to us. And so when I was 6 years old, neighbors down the way invited my sister and I to go to a vacation Bible school. And my mom was a stay-at-home mom at the time. She's like, no, a couple hours of myself doesn't sound too bad. So my sister and I went that whole week long. And it was a Wednesday afternoon, and I raised my hand to know more about Jesus. And a lady by the name of Miss J. Floyd, she led me to the Lord in a little room over here on the side of the platform. And that's where I gave my heart and my life to Jesus Christ. Later on that week, my sister did the same thing. And at the end of the week, we went home. We were telling our parents about what we had learned. And we have learned that Jesus came to this earth because we were sinners. But he died for us because he loved us. And now that we have in our heart, when we die, we get to go to heaven. My parents are like, what did this church teach my kids? So my mom decided to go to church with us the next Sunday. And the following Sunday, she accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. And it seemed like an eternity to a 6-year-old, to an 11-year-old, to pray for 5 long years with no results. You just talked about this morning. And it was absolutely exhausting to not see any fruit for your labor. Not that praying is labor, but you know what I mean. And we prayed and prayed. We had invited my dad to come to church for different events and different things that were happening. And nothing really caught his attention. But the same people who invited my sister and I to Vacation Bible School, they invited my dad to go to a wild game dinner and ho, 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 Merry Christmas. That caught my dad's attention right off because he was just all on board. Anything about, he's like, yeah, we're going to have caribou, we're going to have elk, and we're going to have, oh, someone's bringing an alligator. Now, we're from Michigan. Alligator's nowhere close to Michigan. So my dad's like, well, I've never had an alligator before. So that night, my dad went. And while he's eating the various types of meats there, a gospel invitation was given. And that night, my dad said, Jesus Christ is his Lord and Savior. And when we were praying for that long 5 years, you forget the true meaning behind it until you see that result. And it's like, wow, God did hear my prayer. I wasn't just praying just to pray it. He actually did hear my prayer. And he answered it in his time. It seemed like forever for me. But his time was just a blink of an eye. If you're praying for someone today, keep praying. God hears your prayer, and He will answer in His time. But keep praying. Stay faithful. But most of all, I hope you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you don't, come see myself, come see John, come see Pastor Naomi. There's many others here that you know. Don't leave today without Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. He is worth everything. He is worth it all. Any gift you have is nothing compared to Him. He is wonderful and amazing and almighty. And if you have Him in your heart, I hope you're sharing Him with others. And you'll be like a mystery Floyd. You're taking 10 minutes with a six-year-old little girl or a little boy, and you're showing them the way of Jesus. Because you didn't, mystery didn't just help me change my life. She influenced my parents and my grandparents and my aunts and my uncles. And she just took 10 minutes with a six-year-old little girl. I hope today you're doing that with somebody. In our ministry, we've had some really good times. The top of the mountain, and then vice versa. It's really, really dark, exhausting, long, deep valleys. It's usually when you're in the bottom of the valley that you know God's presence the most, because there's nowhere else to look but up. If you're in that valley, pray to God, because He's with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Usually when you're in the bottom of the valley, you think no one sees you, no one cares, no one knows what's going on. There's one person who always does, and it's Jesus Christ. We have a burden, we give it to Him. He will give you that peace that passes all understanding. The Bible says His eye is on the sparrow. He cares about a little tiny little bird that doesn't do a whole lot. You know He cares about each and every one of you, because you are made in His own image.
Why should I be discouraged? And why should the shadows come? And why should my heart feel lonely? And the Lord will have been healed. For
say, your second job pays for the ministry. And I say, we don't have a second job, right? This is what we do. This consumes every waking moment. The van that we drove in to get here was donated to our ministry. Literally everything that we do is because of somebody's generosity. And we appreciate you so much. Prayer is number one. Pray for us, pray for us, pray for us. And thank you, number two, for giving to our ministry today. Pastor Naomi.
To support somebody who's winning souls for Jesus Christ, someone who's in ministry. Now, John doesn't know this, but the reason I booked them to come, maybe some of you know, is because when I saw him play the piano, it reminded me, my husband would give you a run for your work. When he was young, he was really at that piano, and I know most of you know that he played the piano, but got to where he didn't play it quite like he used to. But he was very, very active on the piano. And I just appreciate the fact that they have their children with them, and they're teaching them and traveling. And it is our delight, it is our privilege to support and to help them in ministry. When you help, you have a part in that ministry. Say, well, I can't go. No, but we can send somebody else.
Yes, yes.
And so if the ushers will come at this time, and we will receive the offering.
Father, we thank you so much for your love, your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. You've given us that. God, you know the beginning and the end. I ask you, God, to multiply today to meet the need, Lord God. You know exactly what we need. And I thank you that you're very capable of meeting that need. I give you praise right now. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father God.
So often I'll talk her into doing that, Pastor. Like, it's a duet, come on. And she always says, we sing duets all the time. I said, no, a piano duet. That's what I want to do. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, we're going to be in Psalms chapter 139. It'll also be on the screen if that's easier for you. Psalms chapter 139, verse 14. Before we get this here, we were in Florida, I want to say. And I was outside on the porch doing some work in the office, and I get a phone call from a pastor. His name is Pastor Ron. He said, hi, Pastor Ron. Is this John? I said, yeah. The John from John and Kate. I said, yeah. He said, the John from the John and Kate that do music. I said, you got it. Yeah. He said, well, I was just wondering. I saw you on YouTube the other day, and then I saw you on Facebook last week. I said, I like what you're doing. And he said, do you guys happen to do music for Vacation Bible Schools? And my phone was on speaker, so Kate heard it. She said, we're going to come and sing for you, Pastor Ron. He's like, you don't even know where we're at. She goes, I don't care. I got saved in VBS. I want to help another child experience that same thing. I said, that's great. I said, well, Pastor Ron, I guess we're coming. He said, okay, well, here's the deal. He said, can you also give the messages each night? And I said, yeah, sure, that's what we do, music, message, ministry. I'd be honored. I said, great. He said, by the way, one more thing, now that you said you're coming, it's not a DBS for kids. It's a DBS for teenagers. And I went, Lord have mercy. Oh, no. What do I do now? I don't know how to talk to teenagers. And Kate's only in second grade, homeschooling the kid. I was like, we don't know what we're doing. And I said, I didn't like myself when I was a teenager, you know? Well, right? But none of us did, right? We really didn't like it. So what do we do? I said, all right, we're coming. He said, it's going to be in July of 2019, this past summer. And that was 2 years prior. So it was 2017. I said, wow, okay, you'll give me some time to prepare. That's good, all right? So I start working and researching, studying. And about a week before, we get down there. We get our trailer all set up, our travel trailer. And our equipment's all set up. And it was the first time we ever used the screen. The teenagers were like, oh, do you get Netflix? And we're like, maybe, I don't know. And, you know, there's a little app, and we're having a good time. And just before we started, it was like an hour before, and I got to know the youth pastor. His name is Pastor Mikey. And we got talking, and he said, do you know anything about our teenagers here? And I said, no, what's their goal? He said, well, here's the deal, John. He said, this is not what you might call church kids. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, there's going to be church kids in the sense that they're kids who are going to be in church. That's the extent of what that phrase means. I said, what do you mean? He said, John, most of these kids either just got out of a gang or are trying to get out of a gang. Half of them drink. The other half are doing marijuana. He said, this is not what you were probably expecting. Because I grew up in this. I grew up in church. And so I didn't know. And this is the first time I ever really got into what you might call the Christian trenches, if you will, right? And to see what the world puts upon us. By the way, it's awful. The world has nothing to offer us. Jesus is the answer, right? Just so you know, I've now seen it all. And I'm thinking, that's not where you want to be. The world has nothing to offer us. And so I got, you know, I'm like, oh my goodness, okay. So we have like 45 minutes before we start. And these messages are not going to work. These are for church teenagers, you know, and they're for very heady things, philosophical things, and it's not going to work. So I threw them all out, and I emailed 40 pastors right away. I said, I need help. In 1 hour, I'm giving a message to these teens. I don't know what I'm going to say. And I explained it, and 38 pastors wrote back to me. And they said, if you figure out how to talk to teenagers, let us know. And I said, you are no help at all, seriously. But one guy wrote back. His name is Pastor Kenny, and he's from Harrisburg, Arkansas. Kenny McMahon, Pastor Kenny McMahon. He said, here's what you do. Number one, love these teenagers unconditionally. Number two, give them Jesus Christ. And number three, read from God's holy word, because God's word can do things your word cannot. And I suddenly realized he's right. God's word is still alive, and it's still saving souls, and it's still changing hearts, and it's still getting into countries where it shouldn't be going, but it is anyway, because it's God's word, and it's alive, and it's powerful, and it's still reaching people. And I said, he's right. And so I got up there, and I think the first lesson I would do, I said, let's open Luke chapter 2. Who is Jesus Christ? Where did he come from? Why is he here? He's God in the flesh. Look at him. He's sinless and perfect. But he's God, he's holy man, and he's the perfect sacrifice for you and for me. And they're like, oh, that's cool. Starting to understand. Second night, I think we were in Mark or Matthew somewhere. And the third night, I said, let's go to this right here. It's in Psalms 139, verse 14. It says this, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And I'm reading the verse, and I'm looking out at these teenagers. And all of them are looking at me like, and I suddenly realized with shock and dismay that no one has ever told them they're special. No one's ever told them that they're fearfully and wonderfully made, that God made them. And I just started crying. I'm looking out at these teenagers, and I said, if somebody says to you, young people, that you're worthless, they're lying to you. If somebody says you're useless, they're lying to you. If somebody says you can't serve Jesus Christ because of your past, guess what? None of us can. Because we're all sinners and need that same Savior. And I look out and I see tears start flowing. And these teenagers start crying. And there's this big 18-year-old guy. He's huge. His muscles and his arms are bigger than my waist, Pastor. He's a big guy. Which I know is not hard. But still, he is huge, right? And I look back and there's tears dripping off his chin. And I'm like, this is insane. Wow, God is working. One verse. I read one verse. Look what it did. God's word is still powerful, and it's still alive, and it needs to be read in churches. I was telling Brother Bob this morning, like, It's not being read in churches. We do 300 churches a year. 150 of them don't open God's Word anymore. Explain that to me. How is that possible? And so I am beyond thankful. We get to go in and say, here's God's Word. Let's read it. And they're like, that's a cool verse. It's like John 3:16. We all know that. They don't even know it. I'm like, wow. So these teens, they're getting it. They're crying. I said, who knows more about this? Jesus Christ. And that week, we got to see 33 teenagers profess Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Amen. 33 of them. And they were home and told their friends, who told their friends, who told their friends, just like Kate's story. And when we go back in July of this year, I want to see what happened and where they're at and what they're doing. I want to hook up again and say, hi, how you guys doing? The last night of the service, I'm crying the whole night because I didn't want to end. I had so much fun. And God moved in so many ways. And the pastor goes, John, I need help. I said, yeah, I'm here. What do you need? He said, our van driver called in sick. Can you drive teenagers home? I said, yeah, how many? He said, 22. And I said, well, what van do I have to work? He said, we have our 12-passenger van. Do the math on that. 22 teenagers in a 12-passenger van. But we got them in there. We had one guy on the roof. No, I'm kidding. You're the roof. He's fine. But I started driving off home, and I got to the last 10 people, last 10 teenagers. And they opened the door to leave, and they would stop, and they would turn around, and they would say, John, thank you for being here. Thank you for taking time out of your life and bringing your family down here and telling me about Jesus. I was among the people who gave electric advice. I'm like, you're kidding me. And I'm just bawling my eyes out. And I get back to the church and I walk in and I cry so hard. And my, your cheeks get stained. I was all stained. I was torn up. And I get back in and Kate said, are you okay? I said, the teenagers. And she goes, I know. I'm the crier in the family. She's like, I know. It's okay. We love them. We love the teenagers. We love what they did. And they taught us more about Christianity in the trenches than anybody else ever has. And I can't wait to go back and do it again. Because I want to see more people accept Christ. And they're still working. And they're still on the path. And I'm so excited for them. You see, every teenager had a story to tell us. Do you know that? They all said, John, guess what? I got clean last month. No more drugs for me. Hey, John, guess what? I haven't touched beer in 3 weeks. Guess what? I'm done. Hey, John, guess what? I got out of a gang last month. Oh, it's over. No more. I got out. I moved. I'm here now in Metamora. Praise the Lord. We hear these stories countless times. And Pastor, at first, I thought they wanted attention. I thought they wanted validation. What they wanted was to tell me how awesome their Savior is. Because they brought them out of the valley. What is your story tonight? Not tonight, this morning. What's your story this morning? What has God brought you through? What mountain has He put you on? What addiction has He conquered? Because you know what? This is our story. And this is our song. Praising our Savior. All the day long. Listen.
Praising my Savior.
Amen. What a wonderful song. If you could bow your heads with me this morning and close your eyes, no one looking, all heads bowed, all eyes closed, we're going to pray. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, you know what? I have a story to share too. I have a valley that God brought me through. I have an addiction that he overcame for me. Whatever that is, what's your story today? What's your story? And my second question is, have you shared your story with someone you know? Your friend, a neighbor, the waitress? Someone sitting next to you might be going through the same thing that God just helped you through. What's your story today? And lastly, and most importantly, has your story started yet? Do you have Jesus Christ living in your heart and in your life? Is he your Savior today? If he's not, he can be. Don't walk out of here without Jesus. If you're able and willing and ready to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, say something like this. Don't use my words. Use the belief in your heart. Say, Jesus, I need you. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I need you, Jesus. I need your blood to wash me. Make me clean. I know without a shadow of doubt, Jesus, you came to this planet, you died for me, you were buried in a tomb, and you came back to life the third day. With all my faith today, I know you are alive, and I ask you and invite you to live in my heart and in my life. Will you make me your child? Can you be my Savior today? If you said that prayer this morning, and maybe you meant it for the very first time in your life, would you slip your hand on anybody at all? Did anybody just ask for Jesus Christ to be the Lord and Savior? I see that hand right there. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Amen. I'm so excited. Amen. What's your story today? How can we help someone else in our life? Let's pray. Lord, we need you. Thank you for each person here. Thank you for this, for the profession of faith this morning, God. That's amazing. Thank you for who you are, for giving us a Savior we do not deserve. Thank you for Jesus Christ, his blood for the cross. Help us reach out to someone we know this week and tell them about you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We do our best to be a blessing to people. Sometimes you're a blessing to us. We bring more than we are. I'm so thankful you guys are here. Thank you for smiling at us. It looks really, really good on you. And for the person who raised their hand today, amen. That is awesome. Come back and talk to us when we're finished. I want to get to know you better and find out more about you. I want to hear your story, amen. That's so cool. By the way, even if you didn't, I want to know more about each of you. Come talk to us. Somebody let me know your story. Your story can help somebody else that we meet. And it's just awesome what God can do. I'll tell you about a few things real quick, and then we are finished. And I know there's food somewhere. I don't know what we're doing, but somewhere, sometime. Back at our table, we do have T-shirts, and they are just like everything else on our table, by donation. People give all kinds of numbers. Most people give $20 for the T-shirt. We have small, medium, large, extra large, 2X, and 3X. And we also have youth sizes, too, with us. So pink and white. The back of the fair part, it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want to be a walking billboard for Jesus. I think it's a really cool idea. Cake's idea. I love it. If you want 3 brand new CDs, they came out yesterday. Brand spanking new. All 3 brand new. Most people give $20 for what we call our triple pack. Again, give whatever you want. Some people give more. We do have 6 projects with us right now. 3 of them are older. So if you want to do all 6, we want to do, how about like 30? All 6 for 30, that sounds pretty good. So 3 for 20, all 6 for 30, and that'll give you everything we have back there. Again, do whatever you want to at our table. We have USB drives. If you want the last 10 albums we released, they're all on that one drive, and most people give $40 for that. 10 albums, $40 on our table. If you like what we're doing and you think, my goodness, how did you get here? Somebody somewhere walked up to us, and they said, we want to sponsor the next church that you go to. And it blows our minds that people do this all over the country. We would not be here if someone didn't do this. We wouldn't be here if someone didn't get into the van outside. We wouldn't be here if someone didn't pray for us.
If you want to sponsor a church, we want to give you guys a t-shirt, a USB drive, and 8 CDs. That's all of our stuff on the table, and then some, literally. It's everything we have. If you want to give 80 for that pack, that's fine. If you want to give 60 for that pack, that's fine. It's not about the number. It's about the idea of sending us to the next service, the next church, the next organization, the next place that has somebody sitting in it that needs Jesus Christ as their Savior. If you want to do that for us and help us get to the next place, we would be forever, eternally grateful to you for doing that for us. We do cash and checks, debit cards, and credit cards. And only today will accept your neighbor's cash and checks, debit cards, and credit cards. Right, Pastor? And that offer is off the table, okay? That's the only way that's back on the table. If you want to give just to the girls, Elena wants to play the violin. Somebody say, oh, me. She's not here, so I can say this, but we are nervous. Because what happens when you practice violin, right? So be praying for us as she learns how to do that. Pray that she learns very fast, exactly. If you want to give to them and for music lessons and for strings and for pickups and for bass picks and whatever else you need to buy, that goes just to the girls. We never touch it. It goes to your own little bank accounts. If you like what we're doing and you say, you know what, I want to walk even further with you, can I walk with you monthly? We have about 10 to 15 people on or off. It's kind of inconsistent, but it's wonderful. They want to help us financially each month. You can grab envelopes on our table today, or you can go on our website and you can visit and use PayPal. It's all automated, really easy. People get 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks a month, and it helps us like it's crazy. Last month, we had a week where we were way under budget. And those checks came in just at the right time. Why does it happen, Pastor? Every time when you need them, they come in exactly where God wants it, and it blows our mind. Got bookmarks? Pray for us. Bookmarks, put them on your visor, put them on your fridge, put them in your books you're reading, your novels, your Bible. When you see it, pray for us. Prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Prayers work. Pray for us. Give me the end of one last song? Okay, perfect. I'll end with one last song, and then Pastor, you're going to come, I guess. And you want to close the prayer in a minute, or you're ready to close, or what sounds good to you? Whatever you like. All right, cool. Well, let's do this. Why don't we stand this morning together, if you're able and willing to, and let's do this song together. Sing with me now.
Okay, we're going to be dismissed in prayer. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you have loved us with an everlasting love. Thank you, O God, that you live in us and through us. I thank you, Lord, for this ministry. I pray your blessings upon this family, that you will use them for your glory as you have May you continue to use them. And Lord, I pray that you will use us wherever we go, just as you did, wherever we encounter someone, that we will share the love of God. Help us, O God, to not be dormant in our activity, in our testimony, but Lord, go with us. Keep us in your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Stop.